Matthew chapter 14. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Yeshua. And said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist, he has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works show themselves forth in him." For Herod had laid hold of John, bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. Upon which he promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask. And she, being before instructed by her mother, said, "Give me here the head of John the Baptist in a dish." And the king was sorry, nevertheless for the sake of the oath, and of those who sat with him at the table, he commanded it to be given to her. And he sent, and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a dish, and given to the maiden, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came, took up the body, buried it, and went and told Yeshua. When Yeshua heard of it, he departed from there in a boat, into a desert place separately, and when the people had heard of it, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Yeshua went forth, and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, so that they may go into the villages, and buy themselves victuals." But Yeshua said to them, "They do not need to depart, you give them something to eat." And they say to him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate, and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. And those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Yeshua constrained his disciples to get into a boat, and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he ascended a mountain separately to pray, and when the evening had come, he was there alone. But the boat was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night Yeshua went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Yeshua spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Master, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water, to go to Yeshua. But when he saw the boisterous wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Master, save me." And immediately Yeshua stretched forth his hand, and caught him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had come into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "In truth you are the son of Elohim." And when they had gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the surrounding country, and brought to him all who were diseased. And prayed him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were restored to health.